grab some popcorn and a favorite chair. The love of movies is why we're here. Press play and don't delay. Let Phil be our guide to a cinematic day. Phil at the movies, from the silver screen to his podcast stream. Phil's covering every movie dream. Phil at the movies.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Phil at the Movies. I'm your host, Phil Walsh, and this is show number 145 of this ongoing podcast that is for the love of movies. You may have noticed a change at the start of today's show, some new tunes to begin. I thought that was appropriate given that we are starting a new year and always looking to reinvigorate the podcast here. So one of many new additions to the show over the next coming months. But first off, happy new year. Welcome to 2025, first show of the new year. We made it. We made it through 2024 and now on to 2025 with eyes wide open, looking ahead to the year that will be for movies, and certainly still thinking actually about the films that we saw last year. And so I'm a little bit of a hangover from 2024. So that will be the topic of today's episode before I unveil my most anticipated films of the year. That'll be on next week's show. But in the meantime, I hope you had a great holiday season, great Christmas, Hanukkah, etc., and a time to, you know, catch up with family, friends, relax, enjoy, unwind, as it were, and maybe go see some movies. I know I took advantage of that over the holiday break. Saw, of course, Nosferatu, which I can confirm there's going to be an extended cut of the film coming out later this year. So you can be sure that I will have much more to say about Nosferatu in the months ahead. But in addition, I caught a film that is generating a lot of Oscar buzz as it relates to the Best Actor nomination later this year. That is, of course, A Complete Unknown, starring Timothy Chalamet. That is the topic of today's show. But before I begin, if you could be so kind to rate and review this podcast on Apple, and of course, share it with your family, your friends, anybody who you think might enjoy listening to a fellow movie buff go on and on, perhaps too long at certain points over his love of movies. But on that note, let me begin with today's topic, A Complete Unknown, starring...
You tramped all the way from Minnesota.
Why is that?
I wanted to catch a spark.
If you're traveling in the North Country Fair...
I say no one wants to hear what a kid wrote last month.
Well, I like your songs.
Where the winds hit heavy on... the borderline.
Who wrote this?
He did.
Remember me.
How about that, Joe Baez, folks?
Well, she's pretty. Sings pretty. Maybe a little too pretty.
Your songs are like an oil painting at the dentist's office.
You're kind of an asshole, Bob.
If you go with snowflakes.
Attention on stage, you have to kind of be a freak.
You can be beautiful or you can be ugly, but you can't be plain.
To keep her from it, Alan.
When's the new album out?
Soon.
200 people in that room, and each one wants me to be somebody else.
And they should just let me be.
Let you be what?
Whatever it is they don't want me to be.
I hear... Oh, let me just begin by saying, as a personal preference, I am not a fan, usually, of the musical biopic, and even biopics in general. I think they can tend to be a little dry and boring. It really takes a good film, a good filmmaker, to make that happen for me, as evidenced by Oppenheimer over my shoulder. That one right there, I think, is the gold standard for biopics. But every now and again, we get a reinvention of the wheel, so to speak. And with A Complete Unknown, that is what I feel has happened. And if I had my way, this would be the template for all musical biopics, frankly, any biopic going forward. Because While a complete unknown is profiling Bob Dylan, this is not a biopic. And I think that's why the movie ultimately succeeds in a way where others don't. I'm thinking of movies like Bohemian Rhapsody, for example. A Complete Unknown, which stars Timothée Chalamet and is directed by James Mangold. This is picking a point in time during Bob Dylan's life. This is before he was Bob Dylan, and it sort of highlights a period of years during the mid-1960s and shows his rise, if you will, from a complete unknown into the Bob Dylan that millions and millions of fans adore here and around the world. I think that was a stroke of genius, because it's not like we're showing Bob Dylan circa, you know, 1940 or something. It's really centered on, okay, this was him during this point in time. What made him into this incredible powerhouse that is still changing the world today? That's something that I think was a stroke of genius on the part of Mangold. And instead of, again, giving us that backstory and intercutting with flashbacks or telling in a sort of an interconnected story, we get a straight-lined discussion and sort of examination of Bob Dylan's life during this time without really getting to know him. I think that's another stroke of genius on the part of this film. Whereas most entertainers or historical figures, you want to have some insight. You want to know who they are and kind of get to their soul. And usually that happens by sort of unpacking their entire life story. Bob Dylan remains a mystery today. Like, people today will say they don't really know him. He's intentionally aloof. He's adrift. And that's, again, part of his charm, part of his character. But that's where the movie excels. And I think only with a film or a person like Bob Dylan could you achieve that kind of a format. But for me, I was really captivated by not only the decision to center it during this period of time in the 1960s, but I have to speak about Timothée Chalamet. Give that man his Oscar this year. He has earned it. And this is a knockout performance. I mean, I'm torn because I love what he did in Dune Part 2, but what he does here is nothing short of brilliance. And yeah, this is a Timothée Chalamet stan podcast, so yeah, we will not have any slighting of Timmy. But let me just say, what he does in the film, first off, he looks like Bob Dylan. There was never a moment where I thought, oh, this is Timothée Chalamet portraying Bob Dylan. Never thought that. He looks like Bob Dylan. He sounds like Bob Dylan. I was listening to some music afterwards on the way home, and I was like, damn, I can't tell the difference. So job well done there. Same kind of connection, if you will, when you think back to Walk the Line, the Johnny Cash biopic starring Joaquin Phoenix, also by James Mangold. That was another case where you couldn't tell the difference. You know, you didn't know where Johnny Cash started, Joaquin Phoenix began, and vice versa. Same dynamic going on here with A Complete Unknown. But the real sort of piece de resistance, you know, if I can borrow some French here, the real sort of capper for this entire performance, and it is a point that I often go back to whenever I am watching a film about a historical figure, be it an entertainer, a politician, etc. Does the person embody that famous figure, or are they just impersonating them? And I have cited Daniel Day-Lewis as Lincoln. I have cited Anthony Hopkins as Richard Nixon, Cillian Murphy as Oppenheimer from last year. Cases where I never felt like I was watching a performance, but instead felt like I was given rare access to this figure's life. And that is what I feel has happened here with Chalamet's performance. It's not a performance. We're watching Bob Dylan. And that's what I mean, from the look to the sound to the embodiment of all the mystery and charm and aloof nature that is Bob Dylan. Timothée Chalamet captured it to a T. And I felt like I was given rare access, kind of a time capsule, if you will, to go back and watch what was going on with Bob Dylan circa 1940 1963 or 1964. And that to me is the mark of not only a great actor, but also the mark of a great performance, where you're portraying someone who is very much sort of seeped in the public's mind and imagination. And as usual, Chalamet knocked it out of the park. There's nothing that this kid can't do. But in addition to Chalamet, he is supported by one of the best supporting cast of any film this year. And I mean that with sincerity. First up, Edward Norton, who I feel like he disappears for a while and then he comes back and gives us this remarkable performance. And he's done that here. He plays Pete Sager, and he is really the conscience of the film in a way, because his version of folk music and folk songs is very much in contrast with what Bob Dylan was sort of bringing into existence at this time. And it's really a wonderful power struggle, if you will, between these two people who are similar but yet so different. And Norton, of course, just hits it out of the park per usual. Another great performance in the film, another one who I think should be getting more recognition, and I'm actually surprised that she hasn't, is Monica Barbaro, who plays Joan Baez. And again, you talk about another performance. I wasn't that familiar with her music and story, but after watching this film, I felt the need to go and learn more about this person, because she just brought such a charm and sophistication to the role. And again, opposite Chalamet's Dylan, where again, these are all sort of conflicting opinions and personalities and ideas about what music has to say, what folk songs can be about, and sort of all of that coming to a head as Bob Dylan is surging to the peak of stardom. Another performance in the film that really deserves recognition is Ella Fanning, another one who I feel we don't see enough, and then she comes back and she delivers a great performance. She plays Sylvia Russo, and again, everybody opposite Chalamet, you know, they're sort of these, you know, I mean, Chalamet is complicated, you know, in this film as Dylan, but all these other characters are sort of presented in a way that really highlight the complexities and the idiosyncratic nature of Bob Dylan, and you know, perhaps nobody better than Sylvie does that in this particular film, and Ella Fanning, just again, she always lights up the screen in any movie she's in, and this is another case of that happening. But the one role that I think is almost a show stealer for me, again, if Chalamet wasn't in this film, I think this would be my favorite performance of the movie, and it is the Johnny Cash. I'm not even going to call it a cameo, because it's much more than that. He's played by Boyd Holbrook, and I mean, let me just say, do yourself a favor, and if anything, go see it just for this, because the interactions that he has with Bob Dylan in the film are some of the real highlights of the movie. And just his swagger, his charm. Again, I did not feel like I was watching Boyd Holbrook. I felt like I was watching, again, a time capsule, going back in time to see Johnny Cash interact with Bob Dylan. It is really some stuff to enjoy, and I just found myself just in awe of what he was able to do, particularly because James Mangold did such a stellar job with Joaquin Phoenix and Walk the Line. It's interesting to see somebody else step into that role or play that person under the direction of Mangold. And sort of an interesting aside that I read over the week, Mangold actually did consider asking Joaquin Phoenix. I don't imagine he would have done it, but he did consider it briefly, having him play Johnny Cash for the scenes in the film, but he thought he might have been too old to make it work, given the time frame that this film is set. But yeah, those are probably some of my favorite moments of the entire film. It really just sort of elevates it in a way. And again, there's usual singing and music. That's all part of it, but it's not overdone. Again, a lot of times a musical biopic, and again, this is not a biopic, even though I keep saying it is, part of the charm of this film is it's not overdone with the music. There's just the right amount of musical cues and interludes to sort of enhance the story, but never distracts you or sort of makes you think, okay, we're, you know, just killing time here with a song. But I say, do yourself a favor, go see A Complete Unknown. This is one of those biopics, and again, it's not a biopic, but these types of movies, if you're not a fan of, because generally speaking, I am not either, but I really found myself just sort of captured in the spirit of the 1960s, sort of the rise of Bob Dylan, if you will, and above all else, just the embodiment of Dylan by Chalamet's performance. It really is a standout, and I'm going to say it right now. I'm going to say it right through to the end of Oscar season. Give Timmy the award. That is my pick for Best Actor of the Year. And yes, I still need to see The Brutalist. Damn you, A24, for only releasing it in certain parts of the country, but I know it'll be coming in due course. But in any event, I am looking forward to seeing that. But this is a good film, and certainly one that I was not expecting to enjoy as much as I did. But again, that's sort of the beauty of movies. That's the love of movies, as I often say. But that does it for me today. Quick episode to start the new year off. Hope you guys have a chance to catch this film as well as the other great films that are still playing at this point. Go see Nosferatu as well. I had to get a plug in there because, you know, I've become obsessed with that film. No surprise. But in any event, guys, thank you as always for tuning in to the show. I'll be back next week, and we'll do this all over again for the love of movies. Fill out the movies from the silver screen to his podcast stream. Phil's covering every movie dream. Fill out the movies makes every movie.